Now, what about the part of a tree underneath the ground?
Root.
Okay. What is the kind of tree with broad leaves which are shed all at one time, with bark that peels and little knobs or balls? Perhaps the wood's used for chopping blocks.
Well, now, that red oak, of course, they have the acorns, and that red oak tree has that big leaf. Is that what you have?
Well, let me ask you this.
And the post oak and the red oak, of course, you have the sweet gum, but small leaf, tipolo, small leaf. Maple has a fairly big leaf. Mm-hmm. Poplar has a fairly big leaf.
Long white limbs and white scaly bark.
Well, that's a beech tree.
Okay.
But I don't think the beech, I don't think it has big leaves.
Okay. What about this?
We don't have many at all.
Okay. We don't have them in this area.
Right.
Okay. Now, what did George Washington cut down? What kind of tree?
Cherry tree.
Okay. Now, what about the shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall and which is poison to some people?
Do they have red berries on
them? Mm-hmm.
Feet out here, full of it.
Used by some people in tanning leather.
I'm not thinking about the same thing you're thinking about, I am. Yes, I am. My son has some of that. He transplanted from red hair over his sumac.
Okay. What about...
I didn't realize it was poisonous to some people, though. And I didn't realize that people used it for tanning purposes. Sumac.
Maybe, you know, long, long, long time ago, yeah. Okay, any kinds of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush against them?
Yes, and poison ivy, poison oak, thunderwood, are the three most prevalent around here.
All right, now, what about the berries grown around Fayetteville in this area?
We have blackberries, we have strawberries, we have raspberries, we have hogberries, which is a kind of dewberry. Mm-hmm. It's a cross pattern between the dewberry and the blackberry. It's a delicious fruit. I don't recall another berry.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.